This is the Como Morning News on Como News Radio.
Frank Lenzi is at the editor's desk on this Monday morning with Greg Herschelt. I'm Amanda Factor.
Did you stay up late to see it happen? They were celebrating at NASA.
Thumbnails are complete.
They got thumbnails.
Full image complete. Full image complete.
I think celebrating is an understatement.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
NASA's Curiosity rover has landed on Mars, successfully sending back pictures from its landing site.
Let's go live to the Como Newsline right now with ABC's Clayton Sandell. This really sounds like there was a sense of relief there in that control room.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you know, listening to that again, I just get chills all over again. It really was an amazing moment. I mean, this project was 8 years in the making. It had traveled 352 million miles, and it had gone through this 7 minutes of terror that we'd heard so much about, and really to see it all culminate there in that one moment last night was really pretty impressive.
What can you tell us specifically about the mission itself? It'll be there for, what, 2 years?
That's right. I think this they're hoping this rover will be Curiosity, will drive around Mars for the next 2 Earth years, which equals one Mars year, and it will basically explore this crater that they've picked that they believe once had water in it, and essentially they're looking for signs of life, essentially, or places where life might have existed back in the day, where the conditions were just right. So this rover will sort of scan and zap and dig its way across this crater, and in addition to a 3-mile-high mountain that is in the center of this crater, hoping to unlock some clues about past life. And, you know, they say it will last at least 2 years, but this is now the second Mars rover that's on the surface of Mars. The Opportunity rover was not supposed to last this long, but it's still going 8 years later. So they're hoping to make it a little bit of extra mileage out of this one.
Are you hearing any talk that they may eventually want to send a manned mission to Mars?
You know, that's been in the works. You know, we keep hearing, it's sort of a moving target, but we keep hearing, you know, maybe by 2030 or mid-century. It's not really set in stone. But one of the interesting things about the Curiosity rover is that it's actually doing some experiments and taking some measurements that might help when humans eventually do go. One of the things it's doing is taking radiation readings on the surface of Mars, which would give astronauts an idea for exactly what type of radiation levels they might face if and when we ever do go to Mars.